You're listening to a message that's being brought to you by International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Amen. Let's again clap our hands to the Lord. Thank Him for this great day. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Once again, can we become glad in the day that the Lord has made? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so happy. I'm so honored. I'm so grateful to come back here. Thank you so much, Pastor, and your dear wife and the leadership of this church for having me back to come and share with you this great day. This is the day that the Lord has given us. And I want to appreciate God for what He's doing. Every time I call the pastor, I expect new testimonies. And really, every time I receive them, great testimonies, what God is doing. I love what He says. We are living in a small city, but we have a big God. Amen. I love that. I bring greetings from my family, my wife, and my kids. Benjamin is 7. He's turning 8 in June. And Wilberforce Jr. is three months. He met 3 months today. Amen. And we are so blessed. We are so blessed. We are blessed family. I also greet you from Sweden and Uganda, where we work as missionaries. And I bring greetings from my ministry, the people I work with, Faith in Action Foundation. We love you, and we pray for you. I love this church. Every time I come here, you know, there are places where you go and God blesses you. Yeah. This is one of the places where I come and God blesses my heart. God blesses my heart. God blesses my heart through the warm welcome I receive, your smiles, wonderful faces, and what God is doing. This is a church full of faith. Really, when you say Jesus is the Lord in this place, there is a lot of things to witness. A lot of things to witness. I'm so happy. Amen? So thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you, Pastor. Thank you. I'm so blessed today. And we are going to share the Word of God this morning. I'm going to share to you a few things that God has put upon my heart, and I pray that they sink in your spirit, you receive them, and you use them. The Bible tells us in the book of James that be doers of the word and not be hearers only. You know, God speaks to us every day. God speaks to us every morning. I love a scripture that says, blessed be the Lord that loadeth us with benefits every morning. When I read that scripture, I come to understand that God speaks to us every morning. Yeah. As you wake up in the morning, God speaks to you. God comes with a holy kiss. He kisses you and He speaks to you. We come to church, we read the Bible, we hear sermons. God speaks to us every day. But most of us, we are not blessed through the Word of God. And maybe the Word of God is not working for some of the people just because we have not put the Word of God in action. I'm very sure about this, that this book is not just a story. It's a real book with real stuff. When you read the Bible, when you hear the Word of God, and you put the Word of God in action, you feed on the Word of God, you understand the Word of God, you confess the Word of God, you believe the Word of God, you act according to the Word of God, definitely there is no option but to be blessed. You will be blessed. You will see the blessings of God flashing all over your life. You will see the rivers of the living water flowing towards you. You will see prosperity coming to your life. You healing will come to your life, and faith will come alive in your spirit when you put the Word of God in action. Amen? Okay, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Let us go to verses 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms. Listen to this. To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the Spirit, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God, we thank you for your presence. We feel you right now. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in us, being with us, and walking with us. Lord, I pray that you speak to us this morning, your word. And Spirit of God, I request you and I pray that you interpret this properly to us. And let us understand what God says to us in this day. Amen. I'm going to speak under a subject that says, discover your purpose. Everyone say, discover your purpose. It's very, very important for you to discover your purpose this morning. It's very, very important for you to understand your purpose, who you are, what you're meant to do, what God created you for. Now, God was speaking to Jeremiah here, and he was disclosing the purpose in Jeremiah's life. This morning, I'm not talking about your own purpose, according to your own will, but I'm talking about the purpose of God, the purposes of God in your life. When God created you, he created you with a purpose. He created you with a big dream. Not a small dream, but a big dream. Oh, what a dream. What a dream. God created you with a big, huge dream. Not a small dream. To have a small business, to have a small blessings, to die prematurely. He did not create you with a small thinking. A small dream. But God made you with a big, huge dream. He created you for a big purpose. And with a big vision in mind. Oh, think about that. When he was creating you, making you, he had a big vision. He was thinking about you, thinking your beginning and your end. Thinking about everything, thinking about your family, thinking about dreaming. God dreamed for us. Oh my God. It was a big dream as he made you. Now here he was disclosing Jeremiah's purpose, telling him his purpose. And today I pray that the Spirit of God may release a new dream in your life. Disclose who you are. Because many of the people come to church. Many of the people live today, but they don't know who they are. They are living here in air. And that's why the wind is blowing them from the four corners, you know. Confused and going to places where they are not supposed to be. Those people in bars are not supposed to be there. They are lost. They don't know their purpose. They don't know their purpose. The young men that are shooting one another in Dallas, they are lost. They are living without a purpose. They have not come to a point of understanding who they are in God and what God made them to be. And even in church today, we have people that are in church, but they are lost somewhere there. They complain about everything that goes on. They murmur, they have all the stories, the bad stories, the negative stories. They are lost in there. When the church says we are going here, they are going here. When the leadership says we are doing this, they are doing this. They are lost in there. They lost their purpose. And God wants us to understand his mind. God wants us to understand his thinking, his vision about us. And sometimes I believe that God gets disappointed when he looks down here And he looks at the confusion that man is going through. And he's like, look at this little fella. He doesn't even know what I created him to be. You have a place in God's mind, in God's heart. He's dreaming for you. You know, fathers always dream for their children. Parents dream for their children. There is a young man that I read about. He was living in South Africa. And he had a business in Dubai. Him and his wife got married for eight years. 8 years without children. And one time they went for vacation in France. And the wife happened to be pregnant. She conceived. And once this young man knew that his wife was pregnant, he changed everything. He was living in a $500,000 home. And he said, I'm selling that. I'm going to buy a $1 million home. He sold all the cars and everything. He began a new life, preparing for his son to be born. So he changed every plan, dreaming for his son. And the story excited me. But at the end, it was sad. 2 months before his wife gave birth, this young man died in accident. He dreamed for his son, but he did not see his son. Probably, the story does not tell us if the dream came to pass for the son. But listen, here we have a God who dreams for us for eternity. Oh, hallelujah. For eternity. His dreams will never change. His thinking will never change. He thinks the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, when he says, I'm going to bless you, surely you cannot escape his blessings. I love it when his blessings becomes a snare, traps me and takes me on. Praise the Lord. So he was talking to Jeremiah, showing him his dream and his vision and his purpose. I want you to understand that it is not only Jeremiah, but even you. It is not only the days of Jeremiah, but even in our days, God still has a dream. When I read in Genesis chapter 1, praise the Lord. Are you getting something here? I'm blessed. I'm having church right now. Hallelujah. I'm having church. Amen. I'm enjoying myself. There is such an anointing on this pulpit. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26. The Bible says, then God said, let us make man in our image. In our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. You listen to that. Let them have dominion. This is God's vision now, making man. Over the fish, over the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle of all the earth. Oh my God. And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful. This is God's vision. And multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now, when God was creating man, he had this idea. He's going to have dominion. He's going to be blessed. He's going to multiply. Now, this is the thinking and the dream and the purpose of creation. God did not create us to be cursed. He created us to be blessed. God did not create us to be few people, miserable people. He created us to be joyful people, happy people, and multiplying. God loves his children to be many. in rejoicing, in peace, in the power of God, in healing, in deliverance, in miracles. God is so excited when your eyes are shining up every morning because of what He's doing. That is the purpose of God. Oh, praise the Lord. That is the purpose of God. You did not come from a monkey like other people say. You did not happen along by chance like other people have told you. It wasn't accidentally that you were born. It wasn't by coincidence that you're here like you might think. Because of what you go through, because of what you see. You are here on a divine purpose. Let me say it again. You are where you are for a divine purpose. What you need to do right now is to discover who you are in God. When God called me many years ago, Jesus marched into my room. I was sleeping 7 years. I remember Him. I remember His glory coming to my room. And He said, Wilberforce, I'm calling you to the nations of the world. Go and preach my gospel. Teach my people who I am to them and who they are to me. Oh, listen to that. I love that. There are some people who don't know who they are to their God. Teach them who I am to them and who they are to me. And show them the weapons I've given them to fight with. So God has a big dream. He wants you to know about Him. You will never discover your purpose until you understand your God. And you understand about you. You were fearfully, wonderfully made. The Bible says in Psalms 139 verses 14. You were fearfully, wonderfully made. Not by accident. You did not just come out of a scientific action or biological, cells coming together from air, from water, or from the bush, and from the monkey, and from the lions. No. God took His time to make you. That's why your nose is not here. It's here. Because monkeys mess up. You know what I'm saying? God did not mess up with you. You were fearfully, wonderfully made. Your nose is not here. Your nose is here. Your eyes are not here. They are here. You look so beautiful. You look so handsome. That's why you don't walk like this. You walk like this. You're straight because God made you. God created you. Can you imagine if everyone was walking like this? You go on in Dallas and everyone is, you'd be knocking each other. Maybe the eyes would be here. But God had a plan and He created you with a plan. Fearfully and wonderfully made. God created you with a particular purpose. Now mark this. With a particular purpose in mind. With a particular vision. With a particular dream in His mind. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verses 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." He had a particular purpose in mind. He's telling you what He thinks about you, telling you the vision He has for you, telling you the mind He has for you. God is up to blessing you. God is up to giving you a future. God wants to give you a hope. Try God and you will see what He can do for you. I know people are living a life of disappointments everywhere. I know. I understand. I read the papers. I see people. I talk to people. I minister to people. I hear different stories. But you know, what I know is God wants to bless His people. And God has a future for you. You have a great future. You are not supposed to die where you are. You are supposed to live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Ooh, hallelujah. You're supposed to live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You are not made to die where you are. If you've been planning to do that, cancel your plans. Hallelujah. God wants to bless us in every position He has put us. In the ministry where you are. In the department where you are. God has given it to you and He wants to bless you. One thing I discovered is what God has called you to do, you will do with peace and joy and prosperity and not like a burden. God does not give burden to His people. I've talked to ministers who say ministry has become a burden. No, it's wrong. Ministry is supposed to be a blessing. We are not supposed to feel that burden in ministry. Of course, there are ups and downs. The challenges is part of the journey. But it's not a burden. Because in every challenge, the Bible says that He says, I will be with you. As you go through tough situations, tough days, He promises to be with you. So you go through tough days, you go through tough situations, but you feel His help. You feel His love. You feel the happiness. You have that sense of hope in you, knowing that tomorrow it's going to happen. Tomorrow it's going to happen. Tomorrow I'm going to see it. Tomorrow it's coming my way. So you have that sense of hope in you when you walk with God. Praise the Lord. So the ministry God has put upon your life is not supposed to be a burden. The family that God has given you is not supposed to be a burden. It's supposed to be a blessing. God wants to bless you. God does not give burdens to His children. The Bible says we come from one glory to another glory. From one level to another level. Not from one burden to another burden. From one curse to another curse. From one problem to another problem. From one kind of tears to another kind of tears. From one divorce to another divorce. You know, God wants to bless you, not to come from trouble to trouble. God wants to show His blessings to His children. Give Him praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Every morning the Bible says He blesses you. He loadeth you with benefits. With benefits. He comes. He kisses you as a daughter, as a son. And blesses you. And blesses you. Hallelujah. Now, you must know, it's very, very important. You must know your godly principle and purpose in life. You must understand. You must look for that purpose. You must search for your purpose. You must ask yourself, where am I going? Where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to do? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? One of the things that has blessed me, I have discovered what I have to do. And in everything I've been blessed. God has been good to me. God has blessed me. I face challenges, but I overcome them. They don't overcome me. I face temptations and troubles, but I overcome them. They don't overcome me because I have discovered who I am. You will never be blown by air if you understand who you are. If you discover your purpose in life. So it's very important for you to discover your godly purpose in life. When you get to know what God has made you to be, then you begin to have a vision of your life. Let me go back a little bit. Before you understand who you are and what God has made you to be, you can't dream. But when you understand what God has made you to be, then the dream in your life is going to begin to come on surface. If God has called you to be a preacher, to be a missionary, to be a teacher of the word, to be a pastor, to be a leader, then you begin to dream. When you understand where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to do, you understand your purpose in life. My purpose in life is ministry. My vision is to win souls, empower them, and together reach the world because I discovered my purpose. So you begin to dream. The dream comes up on surface. You begin to see. But without discovering who you are and without knowing your purpose, you're going to be under here. So you can't see. You can't dream. Praise the Lord. So when you understand your purpose in life, what God has made you to be, what God wants you to be, then you're going to be a man of a vision. You're going to be a woman of a vision. It's very, very important for you to have a vision, to dream. You know, vision will keep you focused. Will keep you focused. Because vision brings a focus in your life. It's very bad if you are not focused in life. It will cause problems for you if you do not have a focus in life. Now, vision also brings effectiveness in your life. Effectiveness means doing beyond. Oh, listen to this. Doing beyond what is expected from you. Woo. You know, when people look at you, they read the cover of this book many times. Many times people don't believe you can be what God has said you can be, because they are reading the cover of the book. But listen to me, when you know the purposes of God, you begin to dream. The blessings of God begin to follow you up. You begin to do beyond what people expect you to do. And people are going to be amazed, even your family members will be amazed of what God is going to do in your life if you get focused. If you follow your dream and your vision and your purpose in life, you are going to be so much effective in life at your working place. You can't help it but to become a manager. You can, but to become a manager because you're focused. Because you have a purpose. You don't run around with funny issues. You're focused. You're focused. You can't help it but to be blessed. Praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. So you become effective in life. Now without focus or without a purpose in your life, you cause confusion for yourself and for other people around you. Without being focused, without having a purpose in life, you cause confusion in your life. And you end up confusing other people. Oh my God. I don't want to confuse myself and confuse my wife and confuse my kids and confuse the church and confuse the whole world. You become a burden to people if you have no purpose, if you are not focused. You confuse yourself. You cause confusion for yourself and for other people. And excuse me, but I'm going to say this today because I feel the Holy Spirit is leading me to say that. Because of some of the people that have no focus and purpose in life, we have rebellious kids. We have confused families. We have divorce every day. We have confused nations, confused leadership, confused churches, confused societies and communities, confused houses, confused lives. As a matter of fact, you may take people to hell if you get confused. Because God has given you a kind of leadership in you. You have people following you. Remember, you have kids following you. Your son is looking at you. Your daughter is looking at you. When you get confused, they are getting confused. So, today we need fathers that are focused. We need fathers that have a vision. We need men with a vision. Men of faith, men of focus, men of purpose. Mothers of vision, mothers of focus. Mothers that are focused in life. Parents that are focused in life. Strong parents that are going to raise up God-fearing children. People that are going to prepare the next generation. They must be people of a focus. They must be people of a purpose. If they get confused, can you imagine if this generation gets confused, then another generation is going to have trouble. You must leave inheritance for your children. You must prepare for your children. Therefore, you have to be focused. You have to live by the purpose that God has made you to be. Now, how do you discover your godly purpose? How do you discover your purpose in life? Number one, through prayer. Through prayer. Prayer is communicating with God. As you communicate to God, God communicates to you. Many times God is waiting for us to go to Him and speak to Him, and He can't find us. So one thing that will help you to find your purpose in God is through prayer. When you pray, when you go before your Father, you kneel, you fall at His feet, you cry, say, Lord, show me, speak to me. Bless my life. Speak to my spirit. He will surely speak to you. So through prayer, through speaking to your Father will speak to you. He says, knock and the door be opened. Seek and you will find. When you begin to seek your purpose in God, God will begin to show you. God will begin to speak to you. God will begin to come. He says, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. You need God to come to you. You need God to come to your house. Reveal what your house is supposed to be. You need God to come in your life, speak in your life. When He comes in your life, He will reveal what your life is supposed to be. You need God to reveal your life. Finances cannot tell you who you are. Your house will never speak for you. It will never say who you are. Your name will never say who you are. But the word of God, the power of God, the spirit of God, the blessings of God will reveal who you are. He will raise you from the dust where you are and make you sit with kings, because now He has put you in a place of a new revelation. Woo! Where everyone is going to see you and realize who you are, what you have, how blessed you are, how happy you are. Oh my God, it's a place of a new discovery. Prayer is a place where you discover yourself. Many of us are so confused because we don't know who we are. But when you go to that place, you find your nature. You discover who you are. You discover that you're not supposed to be a messed up person, but you are supposed to be blessed. You are not cursed, but you are blessed beyond measure. That place, you discover who you are. Number two, through worship. As you worship and talk to God, you find God's heart through worship. As you talk to Him and worship Him and love Him, He's going to love you back. How many of you know that love is a two-way traffic? Love is a two-way traffic. So through the love between you and God, you capture His heart through worship. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. God does so many great things. God does the impossible things. But one thing that God cannot do is to worship Himself. That's why He's looking for people who can worship Him in the spirit and in the truth. When you begin to worship God with all your life, when you pour your life to Him and begin to speak about His goodness, about His glory, you begin to talk to Him, you begin to show Him how big He is to you, how much you love Him, how much you feel Him in your life, how much you want to worship Him and serve Him and be with Him, then you capture God's heart. And God begins to rejoice over you. You know what happens if God begins to dance because you said something? Oh my God. If God begins, He comes and dwells amongst His people. Those who worship Him. Can you imagine when you begin to worship God and God becomes joyful and happy and begins to rejoice over you? Oh my God. That's when you discover your purpose in life. Well, that's when He begins to show you who you're supposed to be. How I created you. How I made you. How I blessed you. How I love you. How I have plans and big dreams for your life. Hallelujah. Give Him praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Woo, praise the Lord. Through worship. Number three, the last one, is through the word of God. You discover your purpose through the word of God. Listen, when the word of God says who you are, everything about you has been written. Your future has been written about. your today has been written about in the Bible. Where you're coming from and where you're going to be. Where you are right now is written in the Bible. So through the Word of God, you discover your purpose. The Bible says in Psalms 119 verses 105, your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path. The Word of God will guide you in life to find your destiny, to find your place, to find your home, to find your nature, to find your power, to find your promise, to find your blessings, to find your favor. Oh, praise the Lord. The Word of God will guide you in life. We need to be guided by the Word of God. This is the map of our life, the map of our journey. God knows where you're coming from. He knows where you're going. He's the Alpha and Omega. Woo, praise the Lord. He's the Alpha and Omega. He knows where you're from. He knows where you are. He knows where you're going. I know many people have told you stories, but I'm so sorry. Today I came to cancel them out because they don't know who you are. God knows who you are. God knows who you are. God knows your future. Not anyone else but God. And you can find this in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Listen to this. The Word of God becomes the light in your journey to your destiny. The Word of God becomes the light in your journey to your destiny. When you understand the Word of God, this Word of God becomes the light. It guides you in your journey to your destiny. Because without this, you have no direction. But with this Word of God, you know where you're going. You know who you are. You know your purpose in life. This Word of God talks about you. When you read the Word of God, you understand the Word of God. When you hear the Word of God and you believe in the Word of God, you apply the Word of God in your life. You believe it, you confess it, you live it. You know what you do? You put pressure on heaven to produce whatever God has promised in your life. Give Him praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 When you put the Word of God in action, the Word of God fills you up. Your car begins to run over. You are filled with the Word of God. You walk the Word of God. You see the Word of God. You think the Word of God. You confess the Word of God. In other words, you become the Word of God because it is inside your life. God begins to come alive in your life. Hallelujah. This is God Himself. So when you put it and eat it and confess it and work it out and live it and believe it, you are living God Himself. Come on, hallelujah. He says that I follow my word to see that I perform it. The only way you can take God to your house, when you have the Word of God, He has no option but to come to your house. Hallelujah. Give Him praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God brings life. As I conclude, you must concentrate on your purpose in life. You must concentrate. After you discover your purpose, you must concentrate on your purpose in life. Because confusion will always come. Destruction will always come. You must concentrate on your purpose in life. Number two, you must listen to one voice. And that's the voice of God. Let me tell you today, there are many voices on earth. There are many voices in life. Many voices will come. But there is only one voice that you need in life. That's the voice of God. Amen. Among us all the voices that come your way, you need only one voice. That's the voice of God. In your life, as you discover your purpose, as you pursue your dreams, as you pursue your purpose and your visions, as you get focused in life, you must prepare your spiritual ears to listen to God is one voice that you need. Without that voice of God, destruction will come your way. Without the voice of God, confusion will come your way. Without the voice of God, death, physically and spiritually, might come your way. You need to prepare yourself to listen to one voice. You must purpose in your life and get determined. And some canceling out every channel. But I'm going to open the channel from heaven. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm going to open the channel from heaven. I'm going to cancel everything that I've been hearing. Stories and books I've been reading and confused statements. I'm going to confuse and cancel them and drop them down. I'm going to open one channel. I'm going to renew my mind with the word of God. I'm going to fill myself with the word of God, with a message from heaven, with statements from heaven. I listen to one voice. God will bless you. You can hear many voices, but choose to hear one voice, and that's the voice of God. The voice of God says you can do all things through whom who strengthens you, from Jesus who strengthens you. You can do all things by Christ Jesus. That's the voice of God. The voice of the devil says you will never be anything. You can do anything. You cannot. You will never be anybody. You are nobody. You are nothing. You are so little. You are so poor. You are so small. But the voice of God says, you are here. I think good things about you. I dream about you. And you can do all things through Jesus who strengthens you. The voice of God says, with God, nothing is impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible to those that believe. This is the voice of God. This is the mind of God. He says he will supply all your needs according to his riches by Christ Jesus in glory. Hallelujah. You are the head and not the tail. You are the first and not the last. This is the voice of God. He says, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. This is the mind of God. This is the voice of God as you walk in life. This is the weapon I'm giving you. Listen to what he says, not to what you think, not to what you feel, not to what they said, not to what they say, but what he says. And always in life, remember that Jesus is the Lord of your life. Give him praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing in this place. Thank you for your spirit this morning, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for touching your people. Thank you for discovering for them who they are. Thank you for showing them who they are, oh God. Thank you for revealing yourself to them, Lord. Thank you for blessing them this morning. Father, I thank you for the women, for the men that are here. I thank you for the families, oh God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.